This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. This is a very blunt podcast that, frankly, most people aren't ready to hear. Because people like to live in their bubbles of delusional politeness of society. And so they're just not ready to hear about things that might happen during a collapse. And so I just want to warn you, if this is the first podcast of mine that you've ever heard, you should not listen to it. You probably need to go back and hear a couple hundred other podcasts first. You got to get up to speed on society and human nature and what happens in a collapse and so on. But for those of you who have heard many of my other podcasts at Brighteon.com, my channel is HR Report, stands for Health Ranger Report. You know, I've had, well, gosh, before YouTube deleted my channel, I had tens of millions of views on YouTube, over 350,000 followers. They deleted it. I built Brighteon. There are now thousands of other channels on Brighteon and people like me who are speaking the truth about a variety of subjects that are not considered polite discussion. So just giving you that warning right up front. This podcast is about food versus fighting for survival. And specifically, this podcast is about the importance of having enough food so that you can fight when the day comes that you need to fight to defend yourself against a mob of starving, lunatic zombies, as we say. This whole term, the zombie apocalypse, it's not entirely science fiction. It actually refers to the lumbering masses of starving people who did not prepare. They don't have any stored food. And at first they think, FEMA's going to save us. And so they hunker down and they drink some bottled water and they eat the Cheetos that they have in the cupboard or whatever. And they get by for a few days. But about, 10 days into that, or maybe a couple weeks, they go into a panic. But by that time, they've lost the energy to be able to fight well or to even move well. They are literally starving to death. And when you're starving, it's hard to fight. And this has been a problem that has, of course, afflicted soldiers throughout the history of world wars, including World War I and World War II and Vietnam and so on. If you don't have enough calories to power your body, then you also don't have enough to power your mind. You can't think clearly and you can't act in a decisive way. And so there will be, at some point, if this collapse continues for a couple of weeks, there will be the lumbering zombie masses of starving, desperate individuals spilling out from the cities into the suburbs, into the countryside. Maybe hundreds at a time trying to attack, let's say, a grocery store or a farmhouse or a neighborhood or, a former restaurant or something that's closed down. They're going to be looting en masse, but they will not have good energy. And that's why they resemble zombies. They'll kind of move like zombies and kind of think like zombies, and they have the same motivation as zombies, just sort of kill and loot and eat and feed. And it's a zombie mentality. Now, you, on the other hand, and that's who this podcast is directed to, you, on the other hand, you have stored food so that you can think and you can fight if you have to, and you can heal if you have to. If you're injured, you need calories to heal. You need nutrition to function in a survival scenario. You need good nutrition so that your immune system works well, because there will be outbreaks of infectious disease among the zombie masses, for all the obvious reasons. You need to be able to think on your feet. You need to be able to be decisive in your actions and to be committed to your actions if you're going to defend your, your house, your neighborhood, your community, perhaps even your nation, if it comes to that. In order to do those things, you have to have food. You have to have a good supply of food. You've got to have minerals. You got to have nutritious items, not just that crap, $99 for a year of stored food, which is just basically genetically modified soy protein with MSG and salt and sugar. That's That's a lot of the stored food industry right there. That stuff is not going to help you. It's not going to keep you alive for very long. You need real food and real nutrition to get through these times, especially for the fight that you may be facing. Now, if you are prepared and if you have stored goods, whether it's food or ammunition or medical supplies or cash or gold coins or silver coins or whatever, whatever you have, fuel even, there are going to be masses of people who did not prepare, who are, by the way, socialists. And as socialists, they think that your stuff belongs to them. And they will justify this to themselves in a delusional way. They'll say, well, you have no right to hoard stuff when there's so many needy people and everything should be distributed equally. So they'll start spouting communism and socialism and eventually fascism. And they'll say, your stuff belongs to them. And they say, you were wrong to hoard it. And you're being selfish, you see, by being prepared. While they are kind people for not preparing, but then needing to steal your stuff. So just so you understand how socialists think, I mean, even in a non-collapse scenario, they steal all your money so they can redistribute it to them. You know, confiscatory taxes and all that. So this is the way they think. At some point, when they're hungry enough, of course they will lose their minds. I mean, half of them already lost their minds anyway. But they will go insane to the point where they decide that they are going to die if they don't have your stuff. And they need to get your stuff in order to live. And so they will coordinate large groups of people, the zombie hordes, to come get your stuff. And they will move like a zombie mob. And they may be somewhat armed, but not really effective in terms of a firefight. They're not certainly not ready for hand-to-hand combat because, again, they've lost energy. They've lost muscle mass. Many of them will be sick. They are the desperate, unprepared zombie masses. And in fact, they're going to look pretty pathetic. And they're going to come take your stuff and they're going to kill you in the process, if not directly, then indirectly by taking your supplies, making you suffer the same way that they have suffered. Now, remember, this is a fundamental principle of Democrats and liberals every day of the year is to make everyone suffer equally. That's how they achieve equality. It's not about allowing anybody to perform and no one should be outstanding. This is why they don't have trophies anymore for children. They don't even keep score at the high school football games. Everyone's a winner. No, if you're a Democrat, everyone's a loser. But they want to make sure that you lose as equally as they are losing. So when they're starving, they want you to starve. When they're sick, they want you to be sick. When they're collapsing from weakness and disease, they want you to collapse from weakness and disease. And they'll take your stuff and they'll do it with a sense of righteousness. They will say, they are the good people for taking your stuff, and you are the bad person for having so much stuff. So what is your answer in this? Well, I hope it's pretty obvious. So this is the part I was trying to warn people about. If they come to your property, you are going to have to defend your property. You're going to have to defend your family, your house, your boundaries, your life, and the things that support your life. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't help others as much as you can, and I've often talked about this from a preparedness point of view, where I intend, for example, to donate money and donate supplies and food and so on to local churches. And if people come to me or in my direction and they say, oh, we're starving, then go to the church. I've donated supplies there. And I've got a lot of supplies that I've stored up commercially because we happen to be a food manufacturer, that I would be prepared to donate to various churches to help other starving people. So that's my first answer is go to the church. We've donated, you know, truckloads of supplies, which is exactly what would happen because that's what we would be donating. And we've done that before, by the way, to flood victims in Central Texas and so on. Earthquake victims we've donated to, you know, all kinds of natural disasters we've donated to victims over the years. I mean, many, many times. But if someone says, well, I don't want to go to the church, I want your stuff that you have right here in this house, you know, at this ranch or at your apartment or in this neighborhood. I need your stuff now. Then the only answer in a collapse scenario without the rule of law is to take immediate decisive action to defend yourself. You have to eliminate the threat. And I, don't make me say the words, but you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to eliminate the threat because you've already given them an option. And there are likely going to be a large number of these threatening, you know, zombies who are going to demand your stuff. And you're not going to be able to just give out a little bit. Oh, hold on here. I'll go get you a sandwich. No, all of a sudden, word spreads across the zombie network that you are the one who is donating sandwiches to the zombie masses, the zombie hordes. All of a sudden, guess what? Now you have to give up food to all the zombies. Now you have to have not just a sandwich, but a steak for everybody or a loaf of bread for everybody. Well, guess what? You're wiped out. And word will spread, and then they will go crazy, and they will demand more and more and more until basically they've gutted your entire supply. And they won't even believe you if you only give them some, but not everything. They'll demand to come in your house. Oh, let's look at your supplies. They'll say things like, oh, we need to make sure that you're not holding out on us, that you're not depriving from us that which is rightfully ours, which is your stuff. And so we need to come inspect your, I don't know, bunker or safe room or kitchen, cupboards, whatever. So there is no point at which you can just start letting zombies in your house to come inspect your cupboard. Once you do that, it's over. You're dead because they won't stop. And some of them will be armed and it won't be long before they'll just shoot you and just take your stuff. So you're going to have to stop the threat before they cross your boundary into your private property. Even as you are doing your best to help people by encouraging them to go to the local church and get some survival supplies at the local church. So you see how you can be both compassionate and you can hold your boundaries at the same time. That's the key lesson here, because liberals don't understand anything about holding boundaries. That's why they love open borders. That's why they never require anyone to be held responsible for anything. You know, liberals don't understand boundaries, that they just think everything's a free-for-all and everything belongs to us. Whereas sometimes hardcore survivalists might say, well, just shoot them all. And so they're being too harsh. They don't have perhaps enough compassion, you might argue, in some cases. But what I've presented to you here accomplishes both. You have a way to help people in need. So if there are women and children who are in the zombie group, and they really just need a sandwich to survive another day, then you got an option for them. Go 2 miles down the road, there's a church, boom, there's supplies there. But for those who are just faking like they need food in order to come kill you and loot your home and take your stuff, then you're going to have to hold that boundary against them and take action to eliminate those threats when those threats cross that boundary. But in order to do that, you have to set the boundary very firmly and say, this is my boundary. You don't cross this line. You don't enter this property line. You don't enter this yard. You don't come through this gate. You know, whatever the case may be. You communicate clearly with signage. Signage like a giant piece of plywood spray painted with the words, we shoot looters, for example. That's one way to do it. There are other ways to do it. But you set the boundaries and then you enforce the boundaries while at the same time acting out of compassion as much as you can. There's also a point where you got to have a certain amount of supplies for you and your family to survive. Do you have the right to keep your supplies? Do you have the right to live? Of course you do. In fact, you're the one who prepared. So you've earned that right where many other people out there who did not prepare have not earned that right. And they're going to have to suffer the consequences of their inaction because actions have consequences. And inaction also has consequences. And one of these days, a lot of people are going to learn that the hard way. But these are serious topics to consider. That's why I gave the warning up front. I want you to be safe. I want you to be prepared. But most of all, I want you to make sure you've got the food that you need to maintain your physical and mental awareness and functionality so that you can face these threats and you have the stamina and the determination to be able to handle them in a way that both respects human dignity and also respects your right to live and your right to defend your property. And it's going to take food. If you don't have enough food, you can't think. If you don't have enough food, you can't act. You can't fight. You can't even run a rifle if you're starving to death. So you got to have food. So it's not just about staying old, fat, and happy. You know, it's about having the energy to deal with all these other issues and having the energy to face off against evil groups of zombies who think nothing of you. Believe me, they would not help you if the situation were reversed. They have no compassion for others. They are only looking to feed and destroy. And again, that describes most liberals on a good day. They just destroy society. This is what they do. So you are already morally far above a typical liberal or progressive or Democrat just by the fact that you are trying to set up a situation where you could exercise compassion and help others. But if they violate your rules and cross your boundaries and try to bring harm to you or to kill you indirectly by taking your stuff, you're going to have to take them down. And if you're not willing to do that, then you might as well just go jump off a bridge right now or a tall building or something, because you will not survive the collapse that's coming. You need to make a decision now to survive and to understand what's going to be required in order to achieve that. And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be happy for everybody, but it will be temporary, because the starving zombie masses will not live very long. In 90 days or less, you know, easily 80 to 90% of them will starve to death and die. So surviving those first few months is absolutely crucial. After that, some things get a lot easier. But then you're going to have to start gardening and planting seeds and harvesting potatoes and things like that. And you're going to get into the whole issue of calories required to engage in gardening versus calories harvested from that food. And it's a very, very tight formula. It is actually exceedingly difficult to not starve to death gardening by hand. But yeah, believe it or not, that's true. Maybe I'll talk about that later in another podcast, but potatoes are the key. Potatoes give you a lot of carbohydrates versus the effort that you put into them. So if you're not eating potatoes, you're probably starving to death unless you have some other food source that is especially abundant, like grains, for example, you know, corn, wheat, that kind of thing. If you've got wheat, you can survive. But growing wheat and harvesting wheat without using diesel engines and tractors is a losing proposition. So some things to think about. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com, and you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you take steps to get ready for what's coming. Survival is not automatic. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.